the most important thing is not to burn out. It's important to calm down, to actually harvest my resources or look after them carefully, and to make sure that I'm not going to be in trouble. This looks like a good place to sit. Can I just ask you, are you a journalist or are you a media journalist?
I'm an investor.
Oh, you're an great. I'm a media person. Okay. You've picked the absolutely best position, haven't you?
Yes, very central.
So, in fact, I could just be here and I'd have a really good position. I've just arrived. Well, I would could I join you? I promise not to. Well, I'm recording on Audio Boo, right? Meaning that I'm actually here doing live audio 360 degree description of what's going on.
Okay.
And I just met the live stream people and I've just chatted to them. And
okay.
You don't have to say anything. You may want to be anonymous. You're welcome to be anonymous. I don't want to put you on the spot. But if you want to say who you are, you're welcome to say who you are. I won't. It's up to you entirely.
This is
Audio Boo. It's an app on the iPhone, right?
Okay.
It's also a website. This is a podcasting tool, right?
I see.
It's the cheapest and cheerful and most lovely tool you could use, because anybody can load it onto their mobile device, and they can then have free of charge a limitless number of podcasts that they can make.
Okay.
So they could use it to build their business, they could build it to build their hobby, they could build it to just record their family. Because I do these kind of things, I'm a huge user of it. And I'm going to be capturing this, and I have an audience around the world who will be unable to be here.
Right.
And they will get a flavor.
Okay, that's excellent.
So I meet people by accident.
Yes.
This is typical of what happens to me.
And you're from where?
I'm from a company called Change Agents.
Change Agents.
I'll tell you in a minute what I do. I'll take my coat off and I'm very happy if I get in your way.
No worries.
But
I might have to take a call or two while we speak.
There's one guy I have to see at 10:30. He's a guy called Hubert Grealish. I have to find out where he's on.
Yep.
And come hell or high water, I have to watch him.
What's his business?
Do you know what? I have to double check.
Okay.
Right. He's Irish, from Galway.
Yep.
He lives in Amsterdam.
Yep.
And he has a business and he's going to talk about it. And I know one of the things he's going to talk about is change agents and the role of change agents. But I don't know what he's selling.
Okay.
You know, I kind of know he's a great mind. He's a very engaging and, you know, intense person.
Right.
Very strong opinions.
He's got, that's not, you know, at least then it doesn't get boring, yeah? Are you, so where are you based?
I live in Cork. But I was 30 years in the UK, so I'm kind of back to Ireland in 2005. And we launched our company yesterday.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's great.
It's a very soft launch, right? So today is actually probably the first day whenever people find me on the internet, the links that they find will take them to our blog. We actually don't have our full website ready yet, but at least the blog explains all, if you like. So
yeah.
We have content on the blog. We do business branding for special type of companies. In other words, we only want to attract companies that are very ambitious, that are dissatisfied with the status quo,
okay.
and are actually highly authentic, that they really want to they don't want to put on a lot of marketing shite and blur, you know. So we're that kind of crowd anyway. That's
mm-hmm.
what we do. And,
okay.
Can I ask you who you are? But you don't have to say who you are if you want to be. I mean, I'm very particular. I don't want to put people on the spot.
Oh yeah. Especially if it's recorded, yeah.
But yeah, yeah. So if you can just tell me what you do. You can tell me. I'd love to know. You're an investor. Does that mean you're let me ask
you. I represent a venture capital.
You represent. I was thinking to myself, are you the man with the millions, or are you acting on behalf of a group?
Well, we jointly raised capital in a partner group of four. The fund is called Lake Star.
Say that?
Lake Star.
Lake Star, right.
As in a lake and a star, yeah.
Yeah.
We're based.
I love the name, by the way. Yeah. Lake. I'm a poet, right?
Oh, are you?
So the idea of Lake Star, you might yet feature in a poem.
We should try that. Yeah.
It is a.
My mom writes poems too, so.
Well, I'll do, because it's so nice of you to say come to the table and sit down, and you didn't have to do that. I'm going to write a poem in which I use the word Lake Star, and I'm going to write it, and I'm going to somehow get it to your mother. Right.
Oh, that's great.
Now, I don't know, you're going to have to tell me how to send it to you.
Sure, that's
but
possible.
I am now commissioned in my own mind to write a poem in which the word Lake Star figures.
Yeah, that right? would be great. We could use that on our website, right?
You better wait and see it. But you would be. I honestly think that, I mean, I'm a professional writer as well, but I believe that somebody else has said all great copywriters are poets.
Okay.
But I do think the discipline of the poetic disciplines, which is, you know, to be really, really get rid of anything that sounds like a cliche or anything that is superfluous, so that
yep.
you have a core of real stuff.
You may also do a haiku for us, if that makes you more happy.
Well, I write a lot of haiku, right?
See?
And so you know what a haiku is?
I do. I did creative writing when I was an exchange student in high school. So we did a little bit of haikus as well.
And what about your mother and haiku? Would she appreciate
no, she doesn't, haiku? She doesn't write haikus, but yeah. I think she'd appreciate it.
But would she prefer a haiku or a sonnet?
She would prefer a sonnet, probably.
Right, well, then she'll have a sonnet, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't have to be a sonnet. She could have another form if she prefers another form, but I could do her a sonnet.
You know what? I think my mom would be delighted to see it, but if you want to address it to the partner group as well, then we're also very happy, because then I can display it in our meetings and say...
Haikus might be better for your meetings, wouldn't they?
Yeah, exactly. And then I can say I come back from the conference with something valuable.
Okay, I feel commissioned now, right? This is the way I have. To write two things, right?
Wow.
Using the word Lake Star, right?
Right.
One is a sonnet for your mother.
Right.
And the other is a haiku, or perhaps even a series of haiku. That depends on what comes to me.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, we'd be delighted to have a look, and my mom would have certainly appreciated it.
Will you put down some details in my
sure.
Moleskine notebook so that I can be able to know how to send you
that's simple.
The stuff? I'm thrilled. I had an idea that this was going to be so crowded, so full of exciting people, that I was going to set up in a pub across the road and put up a series of tweets that said, will the poets who are at the Web Summit come and join me? 4 a.m.
Yep.
This is my work. Now, this is my personal copy. Let me get this. I've got this. I can read that. I can read that. I'm going to write this out. So I can. It's just that, you know, other people's handwriting. I don't want to make a mistake with the spelling.
Yep.
Does that mean that you actually come from Germany originally?
Yeah, I was born and raised in Germany. Spent about a year in the United States during school. That's where I started writing haikus a little bit.
Could you do me a small favor? Could you
sure.
say something in German? Something. I'll ask you the question about, you know, when did you, why did you start writing haikus? But answer me in German.
Ich war ein Austauschschüler in den Vereinigten Staaten im Jahr 2001-2002 und habe dort an einer Klasse teilgenommen, die sich Creative Writing nannte, und dort haben wir dann unter anderem auch gelernt, wie man Haikus schreibt.
Und Sie schreiben Haiku?
Heute nicht mehr so viel, aber ich habe es damals sehr gerne gemacht, weil es kurz und prägnant war. Ja.
I have to switch to English for a
second. Sure.
Look, my company, I have one question I want to ask everybody I meet, right?
Okay.
But it is a very worky one, right?
Okay.
You know a lot about entrepreneurs and all that. If there was one piece of advice or two pieces of advice you'd give a budding entrepreneur about how to build their brand,
mm-hmm.
what would it be?
I would think first focus on a problem that really is a problem, and then try to solve it in the most beautiful way you can. Meaning, employ design techniques or other features that really engage people. And that will go a long way in building your brand.
I take two things from what you said. A real problem.
Yes.
Right? And secondly, a beautiful way.
Yeah.
Find a beautiful way of doing it. I love it. Hey, thanks a million. We'll stop the recording, right?
Okay.